Honduras are very satisfied with the progress that was made during 2016 in achieving our aims with regard to the whole area of job creation and indeed the whole area of language planning as well, which is also central to our organization. During 2016, there were some 198 new jobs approved for projects in the Donegal Gaeltacht, with an investment of $6.23 million being made in the companies that creating those jobs. And as well as that, Udras also made an investment, a capital investment of $4.3 million to improve infrastructure and facilities on the Gidor Business Park.
And looking ahead into 2017, are there any further plans in developing the Gaeltacht area in Donegal?
Yes, indeed. We'll be continuing. We're working on our new strategy to bring us up to the year 2020. And we'll continue to have an emphasis on consolidating and further developing the companies in the Gaeltacht regions, companies such as Randox, RAP, SLM RHO, Errigal Bay Seafoods, and so on. There is a wide range of companies that are operating very successfully in the Donegal Gaeltacht, and we'll continue to work with to consolidate and to grow those companies. We're also working to attract new companies into the Gaeltacht with a particular emphasis on the Gidor Business Park, where we've had a job target of 300 new jobs to be created up to the year 2018 on that, and we're on target with regard to that. So as well as the various companies that we'll be supporting, we're also going to continue to put an emphasis on the whole area of the Gaeltacht's natural resources, areas such as tourism, marine resources, and so on, which offer very good opportunities for the Donegal Gaeltacht region. And we're working with various promoters, with community groups, and various other agencies to ensure that we get the maximum benefit from these resources.